Those who do evil to others. The killers, the rapists, psychos, sadists. You'll come to know me well. Frank Castle is dead. Call me the Punisher.
We'll be right back. And now, Rowdy Ronnie Hepburn.
Adonis was sickly, wasn't he? I have a man here this week who claims that he can lift tall buildings, claims that he's faster than a speeding bullet. I'd like to see him outrun my bullet. He calls himself Hercules, and he's got a manager bombing the, there you go. He's got a, should call him Moot. Go.
Let me tell you something, Piper. You're not going to make a fool out of myself and Hercules like you do everybody else that comes here on your pit. If it wasn't for us, you'd have no pit. Now I want to explain something. This man here is the man on Saturday night main event that hoisted Hulk Hogan up on his back and made the man quit. Made the man quit.
Say that again to me. He did what?
Read my lips. He made Hulk Hogan quit.
That's right, Bobby Heenan. We shocked the world. We had Hulk Hogan up there. Everybody knows it. We beat him right in the middle.
Prove it.
This is the strongest man on the face of the earth. He can move cars. Prove it. The man can tear down pillars. Prove it. The man can lift houses.
Wait a second. You're saying all this stuff?
He chains apart.
Now you're talking. Rip the damn things off. Rip them off right now. Right now.
I can rip these things as easy as I can.
Show them.
Head off,
boy.
You want
to see him?
Yes.
You want to see him? You ready? Are you ready?
Hey, wait. Yo.
No, he's not gonna do it, Piper.
Yeah, get out of here. You know what? You both stink.
Well, let me tell you something. This is Hercules.
Reach out, touch faith.
out of touch faith.
You're not fooling anybody, Bender. The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
Eat my shorts.
What was that?
Eat my shorts.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that. Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
Good, because it's going to be filled. We'll keep going. You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word. Instead of going to prison, you'll come here. Are you through?
No.
I'm doing society a favor.
So?
That's another one right now. I've got you for the rest of your natural born life if you don't watch your step. You want another one?
Yes.
You got it. You got another one right there. That's another one, pal.
Cut it out.
You through?
Not even close, bud.
Good. You got one more right there.
You really think I give a shit?
Another. You through?
How many is that?
That's seven, including the one when we first came in and you asked Mr. Vernon here whether Barry Manilow knew that he raided his closet.
Now it's eight. You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir, it's seven.
Shut up, Pee-wee. You're mine, Bender. For 2 months, I got you. I got you.
What can I say? I'm thrilled.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly what you want these people to believe. You know something, Bender? You ought to spend a little more time trying to do something with yourself and a little less time trying to impress people. You might be better off. Right, that's it. I'm going to be right outside those doors. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Down and got it for you.
Aw, you shouldn't have.
Oops, I
we have no power over.
I'm the son of a liquidy be powerless to harm
her. Your mother sucks cocks in hell, oh, Karras, you prayer. Faithless slime.
Sicilians were spawned by niggas.
Sayonara, nigga!
Don't let this match end in a count.
Andre going right out after him. Andre the Giant continuing to administer the punishment. What a chop. Referee is counting both men.
Oh! Andre headbutted the post.
He sure did. The champion dropped right out of the way. Look at the Hulk crawling around the side. Trying to figure out where he's at.
He's what is Hogan doing?
He's rolling back that canvas area.
For what?
To expose that concrete. World's champion, Hulk Hogan. Oh, look at this. He's going for a pile driver, Jess.
He can't possibly get it.
Andre turned it over. Hulkster made a big mistake there.
I'll tell you what, that, you know, I don't know what Hogan was thinking up there, but that was horrible sportsmanship on his part. Pulling back that, and Andre's firing him back into the ring.
Champion being thrown back in, and Andre underneath the bottom rope as well.
At least
we
now,
continue.
At least we won't get a count out. I did not want to see any count out. I want to see a winner.
Absolutely. Andre now with an Irish whip in.
He messed
and
up the foot.
Trapped underneath that.
Oh, he dropped,
the big guy. Look at Heenan, he's been out of shape.
That's the first time I think that the Giant's ever been knocked off his feet like that.
Look at the look on the face of the champion. He's hulking up, Jess.
I don't know if he's got enough left in him.
That adrenaline can do wonders. We're seeing what this guy is really made of. Why he is the greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Oh, dropping a big leg. Over for the cover.
He got it. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
belongs to the bank.
Hey, wait a sec.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, great, great. I mean, 2 millennia of human evolution, that's the best idea you can come up with. Hey, listen, what do you get to repo a car? A 200? 250? I'll pay you 350 right now.
You got the cash on
you? No, I was going to write you a check if that's okay.
See ya.
Okay, okay. I totally respect that call. I mean, I would want cash. They'll take my check inside. I can see you're pressed for time. Just give me 2 minutes. Here, you can keep my my watch for collateral. It's a Rolex. I'll be right back. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Son of a bitch!
Thank you, Mr. O'Keefe, for this time.
Yeah, I got nothing but time, Mr. Galson.
Minutes, hours, days, years of them. Time just stands still here, like a snake, sun itself on the road.
Clay Bertrand, Willie.
Yeah, Clay. I met him sometime in June of 62. The Masquerade Bar. Dave Ferry took me there for the express reason to meet him.
Sexual purposes?
Well, yeah.
Did he pay you for this?
$20 each time. Hell, ain't no secret. That's what I'm in here for.
Anything else unusual about him you'd be able to describe in a court of law?
I remember he had some kind of thing wrong with his leg. He's limp. You know, don't get me wrong, he's not one of those limp wrists. He's a Butch John. I mean, you meet him on the street, you never snap. You can play poker with him, go fishing with a man, you never snap in a million years. One night we was over at Dave Ferry's place having a party. That was sometime late in the summer of 63. There was about 9 or 10 people there. Cuban, you know, friends of Dave's been doing some stuff in the bush with him. Place is a mess, man. Dave's mind is a mess. There's all these mice cages all over because he's working on this cure for cancer. Dave's smart, though. He's sharp. Speaks 5 languages. He knows philosophy, medicine, military history, politics. He said he wanted to be a priest, but they defrocked him because he was queer.
And that's where you met Oswald for the first time.
Yeah, strange guy.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream.
She doesn't even know me.
Just my imagination.
How you doing, buddy?
I know you.
Played football against each other.
Right. Hey, you were the puss. Always bled.
I hear you're giving Jerry Mitchell a hard time, man.
It's gonna get even harder.
You aren't gonna do shit to him, asshole.
You can read it in the papers and some places.
shot.